Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Like to welcome those of you listening on the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can stream the show anywhere in the United States. And we get lots of calls and feedback from around the country because right now, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that last night, what we had to endure, which was last minute Piston game and last minute Red Wing game, two competitive teams, huge possession in the Piston game, Red Wings goalie pulled, peppering the net with chance after chance, both happening at the same time, like the exact same time. What we have now is first world sports problems.
Right.
We have first world sports problems. We have good competitive teams, and I, damn it, whatever will I do in this conundrum?
Right. I was like, couldn't one of these games have started at 8?
Yeah, but you know,
7.
It's a great problem to have, and so given where we have been, anyway, so we're sitting around the office today, and Kang hits me up with a hot take, and I didn't want to hear his reasoning until we got on the air. I said, all right, save it for the air. We're trying to quantify how big this Green Bay game is. And out of the blue, Kang says.
Yeah, I think this game is the biggest game, bigger than last year's Vikings game at the end of the year. I think this game is bigger than that, Gator. I don't know if that's a hot take, but that's how important this Thanksgiving game this year against the Packers is in my mind.
Okay, I'll play along. I'm leaning towards agreeing with you because the Vikings game last year, the Lions were in the playoffs. That was for, we got it. It was for the division and, you know, a high seed and the whole bit.
Yeah, the one seed.
Yeah. This game, I mean, right now they're on the outside looking in on the playoffs.
Exactly.
They have to win this game.
They're third place in their own division. They're not currently in the playoffs. That's the obvious, you know, why it's big as well. You're going to lose the tiebreaker to the Packers, right? If you lose this game.
Yeah.
Perception changes immediately if you lose this game. I think we can all agree we don't apologize for wins. The Giants win, as ugly as it was, whatever, they won the game. That was the most important thing. But was that a precursor because they're not as good as we thought they were? Or was that just one of those games that happens to every team in the league? I think the Packers game kind of determines where our mindset's going to be moving forward. I think this game's huge, man.
I agree with the last what you just said there, that this is absolutely huge. The difference is that this team will still have, 5 weeks to make up for it. If they lost last year's game, the division was gone and they were on the road. And, you know, the stakes are a little different in that this is a try to avoid a disaster scenario. Like being behind Green Bay, record-wise and tiebreaker-wise, is going to be hard to make up. But it can be made up.
It can be, but the thing is, you're talking about keeping pace and making sure that you get into the playoffs as opposed to last year's situation when you're already there. And after the Packers, you've got Dallas, who's playing as well as anybody in football right now. After that, you've got the Rams, who are playing better than everybody else in football. And it's just a real tough three-game stretch here. And I understand what you're saying. You've got time to make it up, but you don't want to have to make it up. The time is now. You've got to get back. You got to get in the playoffs.
It is tough, but the toughest strength of schedule remaining belongs to Green Bay in the entire NFL. They play the toughest schedule as it stands right now the rest of the way. So that's their climb. But Detroit, I mean, you don't want to lose this game. This is a massive, massive game. If you lose it, okay, and if this is a game that the Lions lose, it will be impactful. It will have people very, very concerned, and understandably so. But it will remind me a little bit of when the Tigers lost all those games to Cleveland, blew the division, and ended up beating them in the playoffs. Like, they won when it mattered. the Lions will have a lot more work, to heavy lifting to do to even make the playoffs, though. Now, the good news is a bunch of these teams in the NFC that they'll be going up against, there's a, like, the NFC teams are littered amongst the toughest schedules, and specifically the NFC North. Green Bay, I mean, think about this. Green Bay has the toughest strength of schedule remaining, then Chicago, then Detroit. I think the whole world would love to have New England's schedule, which has been the easiest in the NFL by far, and their remaining strength of schedule, their opponent winning percentage is 37.5%, the third easiest. But, yeah, this is a I don't know that this game could be much bigger, but I thought that was an interesting take by King. Bigger than last year's Minnesota game.
Well, I go back to the fact that they were. We knew they're in the playoffs, Gator. You know, right? I mean, we were just fighting for. We couldn't believe we're at, you know, 14-2 and fighting for a freaking home
it
game.
It was just strange. Like, how on earth is this really happening? It's the first time in NFL history that two 14-win teams were facing off the last week of the regular season.
How could this matter?
I mean, it's huge. You get the bye. That's basically like a playoff win and home field. I get that, but the fallback was always you're still in the playoffs and you still have something to play for, which is the Super Bowl. This year, the fallback is there is no guarantee. You lose the tiebreaker. You fall even further behind in the division. Wait. You know, there's just...
You get to the point where you almost have to go 5-0.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to get to that point.
Understood. We talked about it last week going into the stretch of games, starting with the Giants game. It felt like 5-2 was very much in play and would set them up really well. So, you know, they've got a shot here to get a huge one, to put a huge, huge win in the bank on Thursday. But there's no denying that this is a huge, huge game. Is it that big? Well, I mean, I guess that's subject to debate. But 248-539-9797, you make a good argument. Let's go to Matt. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Calling out of Missouri. I'm agreeing with Kang. I do think this is a very big game, and I might even go as far as to say must win. Not must win for the postseason, because I do think they'll still go to the postseason, but must win for the division, because aren't they're what, 1 or 1.5 games back already in the division? So if they lose this, they'll be even farther back. So I do think...
They're one game back in the division.
They're one game back? Okay, yeah. So to me... Just this is just me. I think it's a must-win for the division to clinch, you know, on the road to clinch the one seed. That way you have a week off. You play all your playoff games at home.
Well,
that's just how I feel.
You got the Bears playing at Philly this weekend. Is that the Black Friday game? Chicago. Philly Friday? I think it is. Yeah, and so that's a massive game for the Lions. If the Lions can bank this win and kick back and watch Philly take care of Chicago on Friday, the Lions will be back in first place because they'll hold the tiebreaker over the Bears.
And then next month, they have a really, I think it's the last week in December where they play on Thursday and then they play right again on Sunday. So they play, you know, two games in a 3-day period.
Who does?
Yeah, go look.
No.
The Lions.
No, they don't.
I'm telling you, go look at the schedule.
They do not play a Thursday game and then a Sunday game.
Okay, then it might be Monday.
They have another. They have another Sunday to Thursday game when they play the Stullers on the 21st and the Vikings on Christmas Day, which 4 days later.
Yeah, that one. That's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another short week.
Yes. Right, look, somebody pointed out that because they go Thursday, and then they have that quick turnaround, that they will play, I think they will play the most games in a 29-day period that any team has played. but I don't quote me. There's some stat about that because they have twice to do the Sunday Thursday thing. Ken is in Detroit. Hi, Ken.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Okay. Oh.
Two four eight five three nine ninety seven ninety seven.
You ever done that when you're driving in the car and phone call comes in and you've got the option to put the call on hold? And I imagine that's what happens when you put them on hold.
I have no idea how to even do what that is.
I thought about doing it today. I got a call coming in.
Did you?
And I'm like, should I just put this scam caller on hold?
Well, and did you?
No, I just declined the call.
Okay. If you put them on hold, do you get the same music?
That's what I wonder. I think you do.
To choose the music. Gator going to throw some Maroon 5 at him or something?
I don't think Gator's a Maroon 5 guy.
You know me too well.
I don't think you are, Gator.
All Adam Levine all the time.
So you speak of like first world sports problem with the Pistons and Wings last night.
Yeah.
Remember there was a time when the lines were just background noise while you're getting ready for, you know, your Thanksgiving feast with your family? Now it's like, you got to plan around this. I mean, like, I got to be able to sit.
You just turned this into the biggest regular season game of their history.
That's what I'm saying.
We were talking about how the Viking game last year was the biggest regular season game they've ever played.
Yep.
And now, 1 year later, you say this game's bigger. This Thursday, screw the family and dinner and all that stuff. It's the biggest game the Lions have ever played.
What time do you have reservations at Boston Market? Are you going to be able to watch the game, Doug?
I think it's 5:30.
Okay.
So unless it's, yeah.
I know you. I know that's where you guys are going. This year you guys are in a restaurant, right?
I wish that we were going to Boston Market. Dude, I love and miss Boston Market.
It's Qdoba.
Yeah, Qdoba's doomed because I love Qdoba. Everything I love goes away.
Well, you already doomed Qdoba because you got rid of your special sauce.
The ancho barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. But
what else do you love from Qdoba?
I'm
you're a mush.
Dude, you know what I saw? Something else I love that has also seemed to have disappeared, and I get that there's some around, but the two near me are gone. Quiznos. I love Quiznos.
Quiznos have been dying for forever.
And I'm like, this is the best fast food sub I can get, and it's gone. If I love it, it's doomed.
I feel like Quiznos is kind of underrated. It's the whole toasted thing, but now there are so many other companies that will toast.
Now, as if you see a Quiznos, get the hell out of Dodge. Where are you? That's what I was
in Chicago.
Say. Yeah, probably a bad part of Chicago.
It's right there in Old Town. All right, the NFL blitz thingy straight ahead, and Jared Goff at 11:15. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.